Utah's medical cannabis program is set to launch next month, but Utah growers have already spent a year working with marijuana's sister plant, hemp. Leah Larson shares the lessons learned so far about making industrial hemp a viable business.
It's a cold winter day in Logan, and Nathan Snow's harvest is in full swing.
This is our vegetative room, so this is where we grow the plant without flowering it.
He's wearing sunglasses to shield his eyes from rows and rows of bright lights pointed at hundreds and hundreds of leafy plants. We're inside a large, nondescript warehouse where fans circulate the tropical, loamy air. Employees are hard at work, covering ground by skateboard.
They suggested scooters, but we thought skateboards would be much cooler.
Snow is the head grower here for EarthSpring Organics. The company used to sell salad greens, but as of a year ago, EarthSpring only produces hemp. Hemp is a cannabis plant like marijuana, but it can't get you high. Federal law requires growers to maintain low levels of THC. That's the psychoactive chemical that naturally occurs in all cannabis. The state tests hemp crops to make sure they're below 0.3%. Anything higher gets destroyed. And Snow says, that's one of the most frustrating things about growing the plant, seeing all that hard work turn into compost.
That crop was about to come down, and then the state comes back to you and they're like, oh, it's 0.37. Guess what? It's got to be chopped.
Utah started its pilot commercial hemp program at the end of 2018, which means cannabis cultivators have had some time to experiment with the plant, with mixed levels of success. At last count, the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food had 218 licensed hemp growers. Andrew Rigby, who directs the department's medical marijuana and hemp programs, said he spent much of the last year managing farmers' expectations.
There's this aura and there's this like gold rush mentality behind industrial hemp that it can save farms and it's a replacement crop for the future.
But hemp isn't the cash crop it was when states like Colorado and Kentucky permitted production years ago. Rigby said most local farmers lost money. Some got scammed by shady consultants. Others, like Jaden Howell, had a hard time finding buyers. He's a recent college graduate with zero experience farming, but with hemp, he apparently found his calling.
I walk my plants every day, and I sing to them. I'm one of those weird people.
Howell grew about 500 hemp plants outdoors in Levon, a small town in the middle of the state where his family owns a little cabin on a few acres. Despite his enthusiasm, Howell had his share of challenges. First, he had to convince his conservative parents to let him grow cannabis on their land. Then fire ants took out two of his plants. Halfway through, his irrigation water suddenly became too acidic.
I was like, oh wow, there's a lot of stuff to learn.
Now it's time to actually make money. Howell grows hemp for its smokable flower. Yes, people do smoke hemp. It's actually the most valuable part of the plant. But it isn't legal to consume in Utah. That means Howell has to find buyers out of state. Howell isn't even close to breaking even, but he figures he's paying for his education.
Yeah, it's all a learning experience. This is a research program for us too, not just the state.
Hemp can be used in all kinds of products, clothing, rope, even concrete. Our founding fathers, like George Washington, grew hemp to make clothes, paper, and possibly the first American flags. All cannabis was outlawed in the 1930s, but Congress made commercial hemp legal again with the 2018 Farm Bill. These days, it's mostly used for medicinal purposes.
It's kind of a fun industry to work in. I mean, it's definitely something that's, you know, you're taking something that was taboo and making it mainstream.
That's Darren Johnson, co-owner of Wasatch Extraction in Salt Lake City. He doesn't grow hemp, but he processes it into pure CBD distillate, which retailers can use in salves, edibles, and tinctures. Fans of the product say it helps with anxiety and pain. About 60 Utah businesses obtained extractor licenses last year. It takes 50 pounds of hemp biomass to get 1 liter of pure CBD, and Wasatch Extraction has bales and bales of the stuff in its warehouse.
Looks like honey.
Yeah, this is straight distillate.
Johnson said each liter, which he keeps locked in a safe, can sell for $2,000 to $4,000. But whether those prices hold is another question. A glut of harvested hemp from farms throughout the U.S. has flooded the market, pushing down hemp's value by as much as 65% in the last 6 months. Given the frustrations and complications, some growers might not return to hemp next season. Still, Rigby with the State Department of Agriculture said Utah is fertile ground for cannabis.
Utah's a great place to grow. Utah's a great place to do business in general, so I don't doubt that there's going to be a number of people who thrive here.
And industry insiders say the state could create even more demand for hemp products, too. The reason? We're the nutraceutical capital of the nation. For KUER, I'm Leah Larson.